a little bit of information about the cases that we've gotten to date and a little bit about where we're going. So just for anybody who may not be familiar with Lyme disease, it is very seasonal. And what I most pointedly wanted to bring up is the fact that the yellow and red are the onset and diagnosis. However, the green bar there indicates when reporting is. And just to let you know, there's usually up to a couple months delay in getting case information back and into our system. So as Candace pointed out, our cases from August are just being reported now in some places. Just to compare a little bit between 06 and 07, and then some between the Sentinel and non-Sentinel counties. In 2006, for the whole year, we had over 4,000 cases reported, and our Sentinel counties accounted for almost 45% of those cases. To date, through October 25th, we've had 2,865 cases, and as expected, our Sentinel counties, the proportion of cases has dropped, but we do still have that two-month delay, and as Candace pointed out, we actually could be receiving case reports through the end of February, so it's a little bit difficult because we definitely don't have our full data for 07 yet. And just again to demonstrate the change in proportion, the red bar is our everyone else in the state, the non-Sentinel counties, and the yellow indicates our Sentinel counties. For 2005, 6, and data through the beginning of October for 07. And just again to show how the proportion has dropped off over time, some of that drop in 2006 could be attributed to some counties that have worked with working on their own individual Sentinel surveillance within their counties. When we look at the age, we're actually finding that 2006 to 2007, it's almost identical, and then if we even stratify it by non-Sentinel versus Sentinel, it's pretty much identical for age between the two groups. And again, for gender, if we look at the males, it's we found that we actually had the proportion of males was significantly different between 06 and 07, and I apologize for not putting this on the slide, but what we did find was that difference actually occurred in the non-Sentinel population, not in the Sentinel population, which was a little bit surprising to us. If we look at the three different groups, as we break them up, our EM only, which are coming directly from healthcare providers, between 06 and 07, and then our lab test only, and then our lab test plus EM. That last category there are EMs that we wouldn't have been aware of if the healthcare provider had not done a test for Lyme disease. And that's something that we actually use that column to kind of help target some of our education and to bring up that EM alone is reportable. And between 06 and 07, we're finding very similar proportions. Okay, so just some things that we've learned along the way through the current time, some of the bumps in the road, a little bit about where we're heading and overall impressions of this system, some of the implementation logistics. The rollout of some of the surveillance tools that we talked about earlier happened. We were able to get the randomization piece in place by January 1st, which is great because that's the crux of the whole system. But some of our surveillance form changes actually were delayed and didn't come online until second quarter. And they're actually still, as we get feedback from the counties of what they like, what they don't like, what processes are really cumbersome for them, what's helped, it's still evolving as we move along through the system. And as I mentioned earlier, the lab participation in electronic reporting, we do still see some laboratories that are coming on. We had one of our Sentinel counties had one of their major regional laboratories, which actually was not reporting electronically until about July, August timeframe, and that was something that we weren't necessarily aware that they weren't electronic when we developed the system, but as they've come on, I guess what I'm trying to say is this system was a good way for us to identify more individuals to get into the electronic reporting system. And then, as Candace alluded to, the electronic laboratory reporting system as a whole, we found that Lyme disease doesn't always come in as Lyme disease. It comes in with the not otherwise specified tag, which is not included in any of our randomization, because that could include anything from other tick-borne diseases to other communicable diseases. We can't, there's no way for us to get that information into us. And then also we've had some of our Sentinel counties have Lyme disease cases that have come in under encephalitis, which obviously would not be included in that 20%. But these are things that, as they come up, we're just trying to figure them out along the way. As was kind of brought up earlier, our wild card for 2008 is the CDC CSTE case definition change. With the addition of the probable and suspect categories, and within the confirmed category, for New York State at least, the stricter criteria for acceptable laboratory tests, we can't be sure how that's going to impact our Sentinel surveillance system, because we don't receive information on why a laboratory report does not become a case. The counties do all that investigation. They may or may not hold on to that information. So it's something that we're not able to project that out based on the data that we have. And at this point, where we're heading is to maintain the current participants and not expand for 2008. Primarily, that is a result of the case definition change and not being able to figure out how that may or may not impact our numbers. And we're actually considering a review of that 80% electronic laboratory reporting to see how that differs from the 20%. We're considering the possibility of doing that prospectively for 2008 because of the case definition change, and then hopefully to be able to address such things like the interstate transfer, the intercounty, to be able to get to all those pieces. So overall, we've heard good things from the four counties. They like less work, as all of us would. At this point, it does seem to be achieving the goals of representative data, at least from a very superficial overview of it. We are still working on modifications of the system as they come up. And to go back to what Luann was talking about, the contract funding that we provide to counties, we're not really sure how the decrease in incidents that will be reflected from this will impact those counties. That highest level of funding, that $37,000, one of those is our top reporting county, who's also a Sentinel surveillance participant, and their incidence rate has plummeted because of the system. And in general, this is still very much an evolving process to get it to where it needs to be.